Well, welcome. This is Judith Conrad with the Judith Conrad Radio Program. This is my second broadcast this go-around. As some of you may remember, 5 years ago, I was on the station and loved it, and then took a break, and then I am, and now am back, then and now. So, you know, that's all a time focus, and it really doesn't make any difference. It could be 2 minutes ago that I did the broadcast. Time is so irreverent, and it just doesn't make any difference. Our theme for tonight's program is miracle. Are you miracle ready? This came from Marianne Williamson on Facebook. I get a lot of inspiration by just being on Facebook, sometimes too often, too long. However, when I'm getting ready for a program like today, it's later in the day, and I'm used to doing a 10 o'clock program, so it's over by 11, and so the whole day I've been involved in what shall I say, what shall I do, and getting everything lined up of what wanted to be spoken here on the program. And of course, you, the audience, today you are the guests. So if you would like to call in and input your thoughts about whatever's being presented, I would welcome that. So the being miracle ready. And I have several things that have popped into my head and I've written down. And I think the astrology fits right in with that. And, of course, I always use Mountain Astrologer as my Bible. We just had a Libra new moon. And, of course, new moons mean new beginnings. And we've had 2 weeks prior, we had the full moon. And then 2 weeks after this, we're going to have the full moon again. It's kind of a cycle. Full moon, new moon, full moon, new moon. And with the new moon, it's a time to create something brand new. And whatever you're creating, it could just be, like today, I'm creating spaghetti sauce. You know, it's just like as I was getting ready to do the program, it was an all-day process. And then with the tomatoes, picking them and stewing them and creating a sauce, it's been percolating all day long. And I kept being in the now with that. Now, tasting it, is this okay? Well, it's gonna change flavors as it cooks a little bit longer. So, you know, trying to evaluate and judge just where you are in the process of the spaghetti sauce and with the preparation for the radio. So September 27th, which was yesterday, we had a Libra new moon. We're with the folks that have Libra birthdays. Love the Librans. They are so wonderful. They're about peace, partnership, and balance. And in fact, sometimes the Libra wants to have peace at all costs. And they will sometimes not stand up for themselves because they do want peace. Happen to be married to one, and I love it, love it, love it. So with Libra, it is about the scales. And when Libra comes in, we're looking at the autumnal equinox in the northern hemisphere. And of course, in the southern hemisphere, it's just the opposite. If you spend any time in South America or in the southern hemisphere, you'll see it's just the reverse. We're getting ready. We're into the fall. They're coming into their spring. And it's interesting when you travel down there that, you know, you get a different perspective because you've just left your current season and now you're in another season. Well, with Libra, it's about, of course, the balance and their quest for equality and truth and justice. And the symbol in the early Christian time was that of the Archangel Michael. And of course, there you have the archer. Of course, Michael had to do with the sword of truth. And there you have the Librans. They always want their truth. And they are about restoring order, whatever and however that can be done. We have had a lot of interesting astrology, not, you know, super up and down, but just it's just consistent of where it's at. The whole thing that I can see with this new moon is about how can I think different? How can I take action when I don't know where I'm going, don't know how I'm going to go? I just know that I'm here to do things in a different way. And that's why I love to put myself in this place of all day getting ready for spaghetti sauce or the radio program. You see how I'm equating both of these? I'm taking my time. I'm putting myself in what I call the zone. where information can come flowing through me. And so I've been focusing on miracles. It's interesting. Quick as I do a radio program, especially here, it seems like my throat starts kicking in and acting up. In the morning, it doesn't happen so much. In the afternoon, it seems to do that. So let's continue on with the Libra energy that we are experiencing right now, where you're entering, we are entering into a new frontier. And excuse me, it's asking that we join forces with those that are of like mind or those who are in our tribe. Because if we're going to take this leap in consciousness, it behooves us to find others who will join us. However, we can't always wait to find those people or peeps that will join us. We have to take the first leap ourselves, which is indicative of the inner work that we've done. And I'm sure that those folks who listen to BBS Radio are very conscious, because there are so many broadcasters who are involved in seeking and teaching and laying out a platform for you to do the inner work. If one is just listening, only listening, and not doing or acting on the information that's being given to you, then, you know, it's just a head trip. And anything that just is acted on with the head doesn't really impact us as much as when we are in our heart, when we are feeling, knowing, being what we say we're about. In other words, we are walking our talk. So that's the astrology with the Libra new moon. Let's see where we go. How can you create equality? How can you create your truth? And especially around miracles, how can you be miracle ready? So Marianne Williams, and I'm just going to read what I found on Facebook from her. I love her. She's just the most wonderful person. Infinitude of miracles are waiting to emerge into your experience if you are miracle ready enough to receive them. Make yourself miracle ready by giving up judgment, blame, attack, criticism, victimhood, obsession with yesterday or tomorrow, fear-based scripts or explanations, and self-centered goals. Self-centered goals, now that's something. This makes your mind an open vessel for the love that will then flow into you and through you. If you're judging, if we're judging or making someone else wrong or doing goals that is only self-centered, and I'm trying to think of some self-centered goals that I could put out. In other words, I'm only doing this because of my ego, or what, that is not why I do this, of course. My thoughts are the radio, and I'm sure many of the other folks who are doing the radio program have the same philosophy. We're here to be of service, a higher service, than if we were just doing our day-to-day work. Day-to-day work is fine. However, we have a vehicle here in which we can share our thoughts, share our belief system, share our teachings. And some of the teachings may just be in the moment. So if you are a miracle in action, you're ready. You've stated your intention. What do you intend for the highest good of the universe? And then to assume that it will happen. Yes, we must assume that it's going to happen. If we don't assume that it's going to happen, well, then the mind kicks in and says, it hasn't happened yet. It happens sometimes not in our time, but in God's time. There's a book that what my friend Jed A. Ray was talking about on the, it's called The Power of Decision, Raymond Charles Barker. And that's talking about if you have a solution to a problem that you need to find, use this particular prayer. Pray and then be ready for the action. This is the prayer. My subconscious mind is a function of the universal mind, which is higher mind, I say. It obeys my word and acts upon it. I have declared the dissolution of this condition, whatever that is, whether it's health, whether it's money problems, or whatever the situation or the condition is. And then continuing, I now affirm my decision. I no longer want, need, nor have this negative situation. It has gone into nothingness. It no longer has the power over me. I recall it to mind no more. I am free. Praise God, I am free. Indwelling mind, you have now given me my freedom from it. Whoa, that is powerful. It goes along with the intentional, and it's about allowing it to be, it's, in other words, you're surrendering it to infinite mind. You're surrendering it to the higher power. And as you're surrendering it to the higher power, everything changes. We have a different feeling around it. I'm not coming up with any situation right now. And it's just that I'm free of whatever it was. Now, if I want to take it back, if I want to think that I have to be in control, then I'm right. Then you're right. If you have to be in control of the situation, you're right. You can be given back to you in a heartbeat. So just allow your subconscious mind that infinite power to process the request as intended and let it go. Because as you're letting it go, that's when the miracle can happen. So, you know, then I had to go and look at what was the miracle, because, you know, miracles are so different for each and every one of us. I'm hoping that all of you are thinking about a miracle that has happened for you. It doesn't have to be, you know, rocket science. It doesn't have to be huge. It could be the smallest thing, such as someone who is coming, jumped a red light, you hesitated, that's a miracle. You didn't get T-boned as you were going through past the stoplight. Somebody else jumped it, and the miracle was that you didn't get involved with the accident because for some reason you had the inclination to stop and not to jump right out into the freeway or into the crosswalk across it. So what I looked up in Wiki, the miracles had to do a lot to do with supernatural intervention in the life of a human being. Well, I think that miracles happen also when human beings aren't around. A fire may start in the woods, in the forest. And a miracle happens that something squelches, that maybe a rain comes and it stops that fire, which would have cleaned out the whole, all of the acreage. So that's a miracle. And human beings had nothing to do with it. It's just, I think it's an act of God that the rain came. Sometimes earthquakes are an act of God. And when we have an act of God, then it's a miracle. Now then, this whole thing went on with the New Testament. It went on with the Buddhist philosophy. And then a lot of the people who believe that miracles were bah humbug, they had nothing to do with anything. It has a lot to do with faith in God or spirit. I don't care what you call the higher power. When you think about the Bible, I mean, that has a ton of the miracles, the resurrection, of Lazarus, of Jesus, and then we have God intervening in many, many other ways. The loaves and the fishes, we know that story, how they were multiplied. Well, you know, this is not something that's natural. So it's an event that's attributed to divine intervention, or perhaps by a miracle worker, a saint, or a religious leader. When I went to Peru, of course, the shamans, it's very common for them to work with someone who has a disease, and they would take on the illness. And then as they did that, it was taken away from the person who had it. Let's say they had cancer. And the shaman was able to transmute that illness and consume it, burn it. I don't know how they did it, but I experienced many times when this happened. And the person who lost, let's say they didn't have the cancer anymore, were able to claim that they had a miracle. Now, they could go back and they could create that again if they so desired. If you're smart, you won't do that. And, of course, the shaman, if they take it on and don't transmute it, don't let go of it, that is another story. So many of you out there can create your own miracles in your life. I'd just love to have you call in and let me know. And I'd like to interview you about miracles, or maybe you'd just like to create a miracle right now on the radio. Of what is the miracle that you would like right now? And are you in alignment with that? Or maybe you don't know what miracle you want to have happen. That's another story. If you would like to call in and let's explore perhaps something that I could see, I call it, it's in the cards, because I use the tarot cards quite often, but not always. But intuitively, sometimes I will get a piece of information. So I encourage you to give us a call here at, you can use Skype, or you have all these other telephone numbers that are available to you. Consider calling in and let us know, what is the miracle that you have created? What would you like to create? On Facebook, I mean, just when you're talking about a subject, one time I was doing a program about ego. Every place I went, it was someone who was talking about ego, or it was demonstrated to me. And all day today, everything has been about miracles. So there's this cartoon. There were two guys fishing, and one had, the river had parted. And the one who's sitting in, with his fishing pole in front of the parted river said, "Moses, stop it." And you get the gist of it, that he had created the miracle so he wouldn't catch the fish. Well, anyway, that's my story. So here we go with miracles again, continuing. So during this time, during the day, as I'm getting ready, I pulled four cards, and I usually use the Crowley deck. Today I used the Zen Tarot deck, and I pulled the cards thinking about miracles. So the first one that came up was the Emperor, or the Rebel. To be the master of your own destiny. To be in your truth. Because if you're the master of your own destiny, you've taken charge and you're available to have a miracle. You're available to the messages that could create this. And you're listening intensely to whatever spirit or your higher mind, your infinite mind, universal mind, the wise one, whatever you choose to call it. You're listening to what spirit wants to give to you in and around a situation, a problem, or just what would you like me to know, spirit? What you're doing is you're breaking the chains of what society desire, because you're being the rebel. You're taking charge. You're doing action. And you're listening to that inner guidance so that you are so connected to spirit, so connected to God, so connected to your angels, so connected to guides, your power animal, that it's just like a telephone conversation back and forth. And you do not have to see to see that guide or to see that inner voice. You can hear it, you can feel it, you can taste it, touch it. It's just a feeling. Some people are clairsentient, some clairvoyant. And as you're experiencing this, it means that your mind has stepped out of the normal groove of thinking. And I felt like my mind was there the whole day today. I was in the zone. I was, you know, making myself available to anything that would talk about miracles. It takes courage to do this, because normally you want to call up someone, but what do you think a miracle is? And that's fine, because I'm now that I'm on the radio, that's something that I would really like to have happen. I don't have a guest today, so if and that's fine. Next week I'll have a guest, but today I just decided, you know, last week we had such chaos at the trade show for those people who tuned in, and it was delightful. I mean, I had a great time. But today I said, let's be a little quieter, do a little more talking, a little more intuiting, as I call it. Well, with this card, In and Around Miracles, it's not to be confined to be enlightened by thoughts that come into your mind, and to write them down. You can receive a ton of messages. And yes, you'll receive them. They'll come, they'll go. If you're not writing them down, there's nothing to hook into. Creating a journal is such a valuable tool. So that's the first card, which is the question. Are you the master of your own destiny? Are you in your truth? Are you willing to break society's repressive conditionings and opinions? Are you willing to step into the miracles that you're about? Because you are the miracle worker, you're miracle ready. Well, once I said that, I'm miracle ready. Yeah, I am miracle ready. I'm ready to tackle the world. I'm ready to go forth because I'm in the now and I'm miracle ready. If a miracle wants to come that is beneficial for me and those around me, I am available. And with my coaching, many times I'm able to assist those who aren't quite sure what their miracle is. So with a reading, which most of you know what a reading is, it's, well, maybe you don't. I can't assume that you know, because I may have a brand new listener out here. So with a reading, when I'm sitting across from the person or on the telephone or on Skype with the person, just exactly the same if you were to call in on my radio program, I tune into your vibration and to see what vibration you're broadcasting. I've been labeled a radio broadcast coach because I have been helping many people to get their own radio program. And I've shifted that meaning. A radio broadcast coach for me is I'm looking at what vibration are you beaming your light? Are you in attunement with this wonderful, wonderful light vibration? The second card, the Three of Discs, or with the Zen Tarot, it's the Three of Rainbows. It's about guidance. Well, this falls in alignment. We have angelic guides that are all around us. They came with us when we came in onto this earthly plane. They are our protectors. Sometimes, just like with that, when I was talking about at the crosswalk, you get the intuitive hit, don't go yet, and all of a sudden that car will fly through the red light, and so your guidance is the one, I believe, that's right there assisting you, not allowing you to move forward. Let's see, you go forward anyway, and you may be T-boned, you may get hit broadside, and still there'll be a miracle. Your guides are still there. You'll come out okay, even though your car may not. So you're listening to that inner guidance. You're following the stream that is coming from the inside, and it just radiates out. Sometimes, so as I'm driving along, I'll put my hand up because I see a car's coming up to a stop sign. And just a regular stop sign, and I'll just hold my hand up and just say, stop. That energy that I'm putting out is coming from the inside because I get the sense that they're considering jumping out ahead of me to try to beat me, to get across the road before I get there. So I just put my hand out, stop, with the intention that I have the energy inside, I can do that. My passengers start to do that also. So you're seeking that inner light. You're awakening the wise one within. Now, you can call it the wise one. You can call it the intuitive part. You can call it whatever you want. You can call it. And many people have a guide and they have a name. And you get these messages constantly, or I assume they did. I've been kind of experimenting with some of my friends, and I just say, you know, I just ask them. I said, "Do you hear your wise one talking to you? Do you get intuitive hits when you're going through the day?" And they said, "I don't know. What are you talking about?" They have no clue. And I guess I thought everyone did this. I thought everyone could tap into past lifetimes. I was shocked to find out that not everyone does this. And I guess I'm in a new tribe. That in which I'm experimenting to see where they are spiritually, and spiritually doesn't mean religious. It just means in alignment with spirit in the inside, to be guided by that wise one, and to acknowledge that I am in communication. And sometimes I've told folks, just put it out. Okay, wise one, I'm listening. I'm listening to you. Okay, God, you got my ear. I'm listening. I'm getting ready to go to sleep, and I'm gonna the dream time. You can tell me all you want. I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna remember. I'm gonna write down everything. So we've got a pact going on here, that we're being available and we're awakening that part, that communication line. It's like with this radio broadcast. You're broadcasting to your wise one, or to your angels, to your guides, to spirit, to God, to Buddha, to whoever, to Christ. And it's like I'm getting my telephone or my Skype headphones on, which says, I'm ready. I'm going to dial you up, and I'm going to have this conversation. So I don't know how you receive the messages. I get something pops into my head. I'll get a thought. Or I get a feeling I should go to the right or to the left, because I'm intending that I get this information. That's I'm highest on my priority list. The third card is the number 15, which is the conditioning card. In the Crowley deck, it's the devil card, which is lighten up. And this is talking about a lion, which was raised by sheep. Doesn't know his own identity. Well, if you don't have this identity of who you are, you'll take any identity. Many times parents try to invoke an identity, and it's not really who we are. Develop your own personality. Develop your individuality, and that's what I call personality, to be an individual. If someone has a problem with your behavior and the way you communicate or whatever, perhaps that person is not from your tribe and is not someone there for your highest good. Depends. You know, I've been around people who want to change the way I am because I'm too this, I'm too that. And you know what? I love being too whatever I am. This is who I am, and I love it. So to be is to be like the lion. Be that individual. The lion does not cower. It moves alone. Like sheep, they usually go with a group. So you're not looking for the mediocrity. You're looking for the extreme of who you really are. And sometimes we have to go past that place to determine who we really are. And you know, most of the time it's by what society says, oh, this is not right. So you kind of back off of who you are. You don't come forth in your true personality. So don't settle for the mediocrity. Don't be the sheep when you're a lion. The fourth card is the Five of Wands. It's totality. It's showing three women on a trapeze. So you just get this visual. You've got one person on the trapeze, and she's holding on to the second person. The third woman is swinging out on the trapeze. So it's being totally attentive. Now, this is all about miracles, remember. This is being attentive in the moment at hand of what's going on with that second, that third woman swinging back and forth, waiting for you to let go of the first person. So you're swinging, both people are swinging back and forth, and of course the timing has to be right. You're responding fully to whatever comes at this particular moment. You're being totally in alignment with life. You're slipping out of your head. Oh, what a concept, yeah? Because if you're in the head, your head, and you're thinking, of course you're thinking about whether you're going to catch that, the other person's going to catch you, of course. What this is all about is letting go of the old habits, the old, which is that first woman who's gotten you swinging back and forth and back and forth, waiting for the second, when it's okay to let go and to reach for the hands of the third woman who's swinging back and forth. So there you are betwixt and between, and in that moment, it's the instinct of being in the moment, being totally present to know that you are going to be caught. It's pretty exciting what's going on at the present time. So the miracles, when you can believe in miracles, they will happen. And if you are miracle ready, I guarantee you, they will come to you. And it doesn't have to be like, well, the faith healing is one of the ways. I mean, that's one of the ways. It's just being in alignment with spirit. Let's say you want to create a new job. You want to create a radio program. Well, that happened with me. I was with another station in Eugene, Oregon, and it was becoming obvious that this wasn't quite working. So I said, okay, to myself, in spirit, that we were having this conversation, I said, I think it's time to let go of the old station. Kind of like that trapeze going back and forth and back and forth. I said, okay, now what can I do? So the thought came to my mind, let's go back to BBS Radio and see if they've got time on their radio station. And sure enough, and actually at 4 o'clock on Wednesday was the same time that I had when I was on before. So I took this as a signal of being in the moment that the miracle was happening. And I claimed it as a miracle. Because that's just my belief system. So if you would like to call in, I'm going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. And if you'd like to call in, you have several numbers you can call. I believe you can even do Skype. I'm not sure. I think you can do it at the same time as I'm using Skype. Let's go ahead and try that toll-free number, 888-627-6008. That's good in the U.S. or Canada. And then you've got three other lines available when the 530 area code. And as you know, we're broadcasting from paradise. So we'll be right back.
What is an intuitive reading? Why do people come to an intuitive such as Judith Conrad for a reading? They are in crisis or chaos. They just know that there is more information that they can't put their finger on. They want to know how to fully utilize their potentials and resources. They want to slow down to receive answers. They want more tools to deal with life changes. They know that their ways of resolving their problems aren't working. They've lost control. They want to find relevance and meaning to their life. They are experiencing loss of homes, jobs, careers, relationship, love, loved ones, death, major changes. They want to know how to break out of the status quo. Judith Conrad can assist in this transformation. Call Judith at 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610. And check out the website at eugeneintuitive.com.
Get a coach. Here we are at the beginning of 2011, and it's time to jumpstart your life. Let's see where you are with the following questions.
Are your New Year's resolutions still valid? Are you procrastinating on your current goals? Are your goals meaningful? Are you ready to really commit to a quantum leap in your business and personal life? Want to know your life's purpose? Do you have a creative idea that needs developing?
If so, call Judith Conrad, a personal, business, and intuitive coach with 25 years of entrepreneurial coaching experience. She is a cut-to-the-chase coach who knows what's ahead. Call 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
Timely tips on the Judith Conrad radio program. Judith is offering an opportunity to share your minute of how-to information every week on her radio program. The same information will be featured on her website. What a unique way to spread the word about your business, service, and about you. Call Judith Conrad for an interview about this marketing idea. 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
And we're back, and this is Judith Conrad of the Judith Conrad radio program. My business is called A Coach for All Reasons, and that includes the intuitive coaching, spiritual coaching, and radio broadcast coaching. And I just rejoined BBS Radio, and I just got an email that one of the longest-term broadcaster, Fred Bell, has passed away, and tomorrow at 5 p.m., if you can tune in, and they're going to do a tribute to him. And, you know, one of the things with being on the radio, I call this miracle, because it's almost instant recognition. You jump from being an unknown or being part of the flock of sheep to the lion, where you are noticed because you have taken the step to be on the radio, to broadcast, and you become the expert for no reason other than just because. So you might want to consider, in fact, I have one person who's all ready to come on BBS Radio. I'm bringing her on board, so that'll be nice. Seth will have someone else to play with in this radio sandbox. I like to help people get on the radio, and that was one of the things I did for the last 2 or 3 years in Eugene, was I helped people get on the radio, and it helped their business so much, because when you become the expert, it's just like if you're opening the telephone book and you've heard someone on the radio, their radio ad, or they have a half-hour program or an hour program, the miracle is they will instantaneously go to the name that they recognize. So this is just a validation for those people here on BBS Radio or any internet radio program or any station. This is one of the ways to get your name public. All right, if you'd like to call in, I would dearly love that. If not, I have enough material to go for a long time. So we would welcome your call, but if not, I will just have this wonderful conversation with myself. And actually, I call it channeling, because once I begin speaking, something happens and I go to a different place. And I can usually tell when it's either monotone or it's like a conversation, like between myself and my angels or guide. One of the quotes that I love is from Gandhi. If you don't find God in the next person you meet, it's a waste of time looking for him or her. Yeah, in other words, within every person, there is someone that you can relate to that is the God within. It's a God in hiding. They may be the miracle worker that you're looking for. If you have a question and if you need something, and you just assume that every person, every situation, every symbol is an answer to your question, you've taken one step closer to opening up that intuitive channel. I like that term, your intuitive channel. So your intuitive channel is that connection between you and God. Take a step. Just ask the question and assume that the next person that you meet is going to be the answer. That's one of the reasons I use the tarot cards, or you have angel cards. Louise Hayes has some wonderful angel cards. In fact, there are so many decks out anymore, and many people are creating them with messages, and it's so wonderful to pull a card and then to open this little book and to read. And of course, my interpretation is, if there's something that I pulled a card with the intention that there's a message there, or I said, the next person that walks through this door or calls me, this is an answer, then it's up to me now or to you to translate that into how is that perfect and how is that an answer. Quite often when I'm teaching people how to channel I always say, whatever you have message has been given to you, do not make that other person wrong. As soon as you make that other person wrong, you've denied the channel. You've denied that connection. And, of course, the message, you've crushed the other person who's just given you information, which is pretty rude, I think. And so that's why when I'm teaching people how to do that, to open that intuitive channel, then I will not allow anyone to say, oh, that's wrong. That's the worst answer you could possibly give. It is always perfect, and it's up to you to see how you can translate that. Okay. So when life, here's another quote. When life gives you too many tomatoes, you make spaghetti sauce, like I was telling you about. If you have too many zucchini, and that's quite prevalent about this time because we're in the fall, but you know things are still producing, and usually they're the larger zucchini because we've forgotten all about them. We'll make zucchini bread. If you have lemons, then you go ahead and make lemonade. If you have tough luck, then you look for the message. What is it that's causing all of this? Am I in the wrong place? Am I going in the wrong direction? If you're going in the wrong direction, God allows U-turns. I continually ask, and in fact, you probably think that I'm spending my whole day just asking and not doing anything else. But for me, this is pure joy because I get to communicate with Spirit. Okay. I'm going to go and I would love to have someone at this next meeting I'm going to who is interested in taking a tarot class. And so this is my agreement with Spirit, with God, that when I go to the next meeting, there will someone who will be interested in taking a tarot class or learning how to channel or learning how to open up to that intuitive part of themselves. And so when I meet the next person, or I'm in a group, I just look around and see which one has the light bulb above their head, because that's my agreement. If I'm asking for this, Spirit is going to show me by the reflection of energy around that person, or when I'm in a conversation with a person, I mention tarot, and they're going to get real excited. Either that, or they'll turn around and walk away. There's no, you know, black or white. I mean, it is pretty black and white. People either love them or they don't like them at all. For me, I find when I'm asking a question, I'm looking for those symbols. What is the message that the card gives to me? And, of course, every time I ask a question and every time I get that same card, there's always a different take on the card, on whatever the symbols are about. And I look at the combination of symbols on a card, very much like when I'm reading clouds or reading dreams, that it may be the most important thing. In fact, I was just reading about one on the Facebook. This lady was driving along in traffic, and the traffic was not flowing, and she had a quad on the back of the pickup or some kind of a vehicle, and the quad fell, and they were going sand duning, I assume, it fell off, and before they could get turned around to get back to the quad, a dark pickup had come along and taken that, driven off with the quad. So as I was... And I did respond to that, which is traffic, which is you're stuck. Their movement is not, there's no movement to get you moving forward. Too much stuff, too many cars. And the quad represents a vehicle which is, you're not in control. It's sitting up on top of, it's being towed or it's in some kind of a trailer or something. So you're not the one driving it. It's being pulled. In other words, you're being pulled. You're being pulled along to, and you're not in the driver's seat. When it fell off the vehicle, it fell off the trailer, someone else took it. Perhaps it wasn't your dream, it wasn't your intention, it wasn't your miracle. Perhaps it belonged to someone else. These are the questions I would ask as if I had the opportunity to be in conversation with this lady. So if you'd like to call in and you have something that you'd like me to check out, I'd love to do that. So in the meantime, like I said, I'm just happy to just continue doing my program. So in sometimes when I'm asking questions and I get no answer, no messages are coming through, that means I just tread water, I chop wood, carry water, I just stay with status quo. We were asking one time, should we move from where we are? We're leasing. Should we move? Should we not move? Should we move? Should we not move? And both my husband and myself have the message, don't do anything. You don't need to move. You don't need to worry about what, you know, you don't have to move. So the message is just stay still right where you are. Of course, that is a message. If you get the message, don't do anything, that is a message. Sometimes we want to start moving before it's time, the time is right. So how do you get your messages? I'm talking about how I get them. In other words, I'm in this zone. My communication line is complete. It's like I've called on the line and the spirit has answered. So we have a nice quiet conversation. Usually when you go into quiet time, in nature, it's the most wonderful place to do this, especially if you're in a place where you feel safe, you're by a river that has rapids, and it kind of lulls you into that zone. You ask the question, and then, of course, the miracle is you expect the answer. Nice, huh? One of the quotes I found is, when you know that all answers are available, if there's a question, they're available anyway. All answers are available. If you have a question, sometimes it's just formulating the question. My favorite one is, give me information about. So I would say, give me information about moving. And I will get a symbol that will pop in my head, and it will be of a cloud, just staying stationary, puffy, fluffy, which means this is our living situation, is puffy, fluffy, and just being content with where I'm at, which is the answer just pops into my head. In other words, thoughts come into my mind that are a direct result of asking the questions. If you knew that your own personal guardian angel is available to guide you, wouldn't you use that particular tool to be able to get and receive answers? And so, that was a sharp one. Does that mean there's a call or something? Nope.
Hello?
Hello, I have a call. All right, who do I have online?
Hi, this is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. And where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Sacramento.
From Sacramento. I love Sacramento.
Yeah,
I've done many. What was that?
I said it's a little cold up here, but it's okay.
It's a little cool, yeah. Well, a little cool here, but the sun is shining. I've done many trade shows, many of those psychic fairs up there in Sacramento. I love them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so Leslie, how can I help
I'll
you?
I'll be able to see them.
Yeah. So, Leslie, you've been listening to the program about the miracles. Have you had a miracle recently or any time in your life?
Well, I guess it's more like a financial miracle, but I've been meditating a lot. And
good.
For some reason, it actually started to manifest financially for me. And that occurred over the summer. And to me, it was a miracle because it was like a blessing out of nowhere. How it all came to be. So in that way, yes, I feel like I have experienced a miracle.
Very good. And you know, we don't have to know why or how. It's just the fact that because you're meditating, you're putting yourself and saying, okay, I'm available. I'm available for the miracle. Excellent. So do you listen to BBS radio a lot?
I do, actually. But this is the second time I've heard you. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay, because you know what?
I'm usually busy at the time.
This is only the second time I've been back on the radio. How about that?
Oh, so then perfect. Good.
So I think it's a miracle that I found you.
Perfect.
Yeah. And so what kind of a miracle would you like to be open for?
Work. I have been focusing on work now for the last few months, and I'm currently out of work, and I'm interviewing and whatnot, but I'm trying to make that manifest sooner
than later.
Okay,
what kind of work would you like?
Well, I'm involved in television, and so anything in that field. I'm an actress and a writer.
All right. Actress and writer. Okay. What I'm getting is that you might want to think outside the box and not just limit yourself to Sacramento. Are you available to move? I'm not saying that you should move, but to look at other areas where it's a little larger.
Yeah.
The first city that's coming to me is Los Angeles. You don't have to move there, but you know there are a lot of jobs that are available.
I travel there often.
Good, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So you're open for receiving some work from Los Angeles then?
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay. So what is the first thing that you're going to do to create this miracle besides meditating?
Oh, I write, and so I've been writing a script, and now I'm going to shoot scenes from that script and create a web series. So I'm very proactive.
Very, very good. I love that.
Yeah.
That's the best thing. So I'm very proud of you to do that. Well, I'm going to pull a little card just for you about your miracle with your job.
Right.
And that is the Three of Swords, which is sorrow. There's something about sorrow having to do with being a female. And how old are you right now?
Ooh, I'm 40.
You're 40, which is young. Of course, with television and being the actress, they try to make out that that's too old. So I want you to just see, but it isn't, you know, because you have such talent. So I want you to just focus on being in a place of total peace with who you are and what you're about. How does that sound?
Perfect.
Well, tell me what your plans are and how you're doing it.
Besides writing and shooting?
Right. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Well, after that, I'm going to go to friends of mine in Los Angeles and show them all of the things I've done and to pitch the show.
And what is the theme of the show?
I'd rather not say, but it's a comedy.
Okay, very good. Well, that's all I needed to know was the comedy. So here you've got the sorrow card, which means that you're going to let go of any sorrow in and around whatever you're doing with this. That's the most important thing right now, because that's a heavy burden to have pressing on you.
I wonder what that's about, but I'll meditate on that.
Yeah, very. I'm so tickled to find that people are meditating. So, Leslie, thank you so much. And if you want to check out my website, I've got several websites.
Yes, thank you.
It's judithconradradio.com is the first one. judithconradradio.com. And the second one is eugeneintuitive.com.
Got it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Leslie, for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Love it when we get calls. Okay, so we'll see whether we have any more calls, people who would like to call. Okay, so you know the numbers. We've got several numbers available. It was so interesting when I was doing my last radio program. We had one line, and when the guest would call in, that was it. No one could call in and chat with the guest. Now, next week I'm going to be bringing on Larry Goducks Newbie, of course. Boy, my throat is really working here. And he's, once I moved up to Eugene, Oregon, I became a Duck fan. I didn't like football any way, shape, or form. So it was interesting. As soon as I moved up here, I became a Duck fan, football. And every Saturday, we have to watch football. We get to watch football. And the green and the yellow, that's all I do when we're up here. And he's going to be my guest. And then as I was talking to him about what we're going to do here on the program, I asked him about, you know, his spirituality. And sure enough, you know, everyone, I think, has that. So it's 5 o'clock now, so I think I'm going to end the program. I'd love to have you tune in again next week at 4 o'clock on Wednesday, and I'll be talking with my guests. But we always invite all of you, any of you who are so inclined, to call in and check out my website, judithconradradio.com. and or eugeneintuitive.com. As I'm closing, I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.